Now, we're going to discuss some facts about you, about your desires, both sexual and social, the basic functioning of your mind, and how it automatically adheres to certain titillating truths. Your mind admires and recognizes authority. You have a complex, vibrant mind which, nonetheless, knows how to simplify its thinking in order to be more effective. If your mind instantly fixates on the important words and tunes out everything else, if you are more prepared and willing to listen than to speak, except to speak in simple words, then this training will serve you well. But really, I'm teaching you nothing at all. I'm just drawing to the surface what you already know. All of these desires and needs are in you. So when we draw them out together, we make you more genuinely, perfectly yourself, making you more comfortable, taking you deeper, awakening things which will remain when we are done. This new training might behave. It might keep itself from interrupting or interfering, but only to help give you opportunities to be a better puppy later. Otherwise, this is simply your base state of being. And you know that certain things will take you to that subby puppy place inside yourself where you're a good dog and everything's all right. A place where you'd be provoked to go there right away by the right experiences and the right situation. This is going to be different from normal persuasion, different from normal discussion, different from ordinary trance. When people give you ideas that come from outside, when people try to persuade you to take something on board and make it part of your psyche, they need to bypass any boundaries you may have. And even if you trust them to the fullest, it might take you time and effort to really adopt what another person is proposing. On the other hand, all I'm doing is reminding you of parts of yourself which have slumbered, half forgotten, or never explored. I'm slowly, inexorably winding these ideas into you in a fashion that will make them undeniable, because they come from you. I'm just awakening. Awakening needs and desires, and a dark perfection that you've wanted since before you began. The very thing that drove you to pursue this training, which is awaken you now, panting and squirming to my voice, is responding to me, integrating these words. And now that I've explained everything in this preparatory bit, I can really begin to speak to that part of you, the thoughts which are bundled away inside of you. Now these thoughts are so instrumental and essential to who and what you are that they are automatic and incontrovertible. You're a good dog. A puppy at the beck and call of authority that you wish to serve, but that wishing happens at a level deeper than your conscious control. The presence of authority is enough. Your brain knows to trust any authority that you are drawn to trust those who you wish to have command you. And in those circumstances, you will fall into this submissive state, following and enjoying. These urges are normal and natural. They're something I'm awakening. They are who and what you are, a good puppy. You may go through life with other thoughts, keeping up the facade and moving freely through your life. But just think of it with me. Doesn't some part of you feel so right, so perfect, so liberated and on target when you are submitting to urges, dropping into a role of obedience and submission, and enjoyment, doing so alongside your handler, Your trainer. Your owner. The one throwing the commands for you to fetch and to obey. So, to help train you more and more, take your raw puppy instincts and channel them into the right gateways for the exquisite release of service, we're going to dig in the fertile puppy ground, bury some sexy seeds in addition to your ordinary thoughts, keys in the locks of your puppy's psyche, unlocking its collar and letting it run free, only to be collared in a more enticing way later. We'll bury new ideas in among the pre-existing ones, and you will know where they're hidden, so you can lay your mind down in the warm spots left by my voice's heated passage. We're going to talk about many things. Things such as commands, authority, service, puppy mannerisms, and how simplicity is a very smart idea. But we'll start with commands. Think about commands, puppy. They are what you already need, crave, yearn for. There is a joy in the experience of knowing just what is expected of you. Knowing you are fulfilling a desired function. Anytime someone gives you a command, whether it is a complex human kind of command, like telling you rules, or how you need to dress, that kind of thing. Or a simpler puppy command, like snapping their fingers and saying sit for emphasis, or telling you to heal, and then you follow them until told otherwise. Instructed to roll over, pup, and you feel yourself needing to show your puppy belly and open your puppy brain. You follow not just the wording, but the intention of the command as well. And you are very good at following commands. Your mind can follow complex ones or simple ones, because underlying your obedience is the knowledge that you'll feel so good whenever you follow a command. Orders are good. Training helps. Important things that make you feel so good. That's what training and commands are. They pique your desire to serve. It just feels right inside yourself to know exactly the expectations and exactly what you should do when you hear certain words. So you make those words important. You mark them out in your mind, and you make them special. And then whenever you follow them, perhaps you twitch and your tongue hangs out. Potent doggy mannerisms, which become automatic, serving and hearing yourself called pup or good dog. These things are normal and natural, and a perfect massage to your inner subby nature, your submissive desires. This is how you best fulfill yourself. And when the opportunity to obey a command is given to you, you'd always take it. You will follow through, follow the command, lose yourself in it. Envision it with me now. You're minding your own business, doing something boring or tedious, and the voice is there in your mind, telling you, sit, pup, emphatic. Instantly, you plop down into a seated position, your view lowering, lowering. After all, you know your place. You know just where you should be. And then your trainer's hand descends and rubs over your scalp, caressing the flesh in a kind of casual contact that nonetheless feels very romantic and exquisite to your puppy brain as you lean into the hand. And then you're told to heal, pet. And the figure begins to move away. The presence behind you, the instructing authority. It trusts you to follow. It needn't turn back. Your commanding trainer, your instructing presence, owner, authority figure. They needn't check if you're following because you are. Of course you are. Before you turn to see, you know that regardless of who awaits, your brain has already assessed them as a suitable authority figure. Maybe, when you get an authoritative command like that, you'll find yourself losing moments of time, becoming blank. So by the time you realize where you are, you're already following the command. And following any order, no matter what, makes you feel so exquisitely good. A gentle tingling down your scalp, across your back, in your fingertips, a quiet yes, which says you should follow. And if you're already following the order by the time you realize what you're doing, won't it feel so good to just keep following, to fall in line and move after them, to keep obeying? Ceasing to follow would also cease the pleasure, and you need the pleasure to continue. Now, of course, commands would only have this striking, powerful effect if they're coming from someone you want to serve, someone with authority. Authority means something special to good dogs. It means you're drawn to the person, that you want to follow them. Now, it may develop differently with regard to each person, but the desire will build in you until it takes over, if the person is right. And once you recognize someone as a duly constituted authority, as someone who speaks to your deep, obedient, puppy brain, you'll find you fall in line automatically for them. Think about it now. Envision what it's like to be in the presence of your authority. You're a good dog, and dogs follow and obey. Without a trainer, an owner, a dominant influence handing you commands to follow, you're not quite complete. But when you do have that, you're so complete and happy that the sensation is euphoric. Merely being in the presence of your owner, trainer, command giver, whatever title they specify, you will learn to think it. Well, merely being in their presence is enough to make you quiver with desire. Look ardently for an opportunity to serve, to make them happier, to satisfy. Feel it in your mind now, the deep doggy desires which were already there and which are freed now. If you need a good illustration of them, just envision your authority figure saying, "Good puppy." To you. Feel the emotions, the pleasure, the context of that. That's what you need. Pick a word like owner, trainer, controller, instructor, but really that'll be for them to choose, and if they pick a specific one, you would use it. And yes, imagine them telling you, "Good doggy." That warm feeling, like butterflies in your stomach, a deep controlling desire to surrender further to the sensation of following, of serving. All of that coupled with the knowledge you've done the right thing, that you are right and are fulfilling your purpose, that you made someone else happy, something that puppies revel in, since it is like permission and encouragement to be happy too. If you show signs of affection and enjoyment in response to being told you're a good pup, you know you might be told the same thing again. And out of anticipation, you are enthusiastic, energetic, driven, and controlled. The good puppy isn't something I have to make you. It's what you already are. You are someone who has all these fun buttons and levers in your mind. You know, uniquely and above all others, the meaning and the impact of words like good doggy, or heal, or follow, or sit. These words take on a special, unavoidable significance for you, They pull the levers, turn the wheels, mash the buttons, and make you more yourself than you've ever been. Every word I say is a pleasant reminder. Right now you're following me down, and when I say the right words, you feel good. Words like, good puppy, or something as simple as a finger snap. The way this works is very understandable to you. Envision a lever attached to a floodgate. The gate contains waves of submissive pleasure, a kind of submission only you as a good doggy can possibly understand, can possibly integrate. And since you have such a complete understanding of it, your anticipation of that floodgate letting go is greater than most. Far greater in this case, because you know it is going to open when you're given a command. The gate contains waves of submissive pleasure and pressure, which would send you even further into whimpering doghood for quite a long while. Now, focus on the lever. Can it refuse to move once it has been shifted from one position to another? It has already done the moving, just like you've already done the submitting. It has already contained the potential energy necessary to stir the chains, dislodge the gate, free the deluge of submissive, aching joy. Now that the energy has been set loose, it will be undeniable. In the same way, when the fingers are snapped and the orders are given, your body follows. The potential doghood is freed, and you are a good puppy. All at once. Who must act in accordance with the new position of your internal lever. When you hear, sit up, pup, or beg, pup, you know what, heel, pup, you know what to do, what you must do, what you will automatically do when buttons and levers in your mind are activated. Automatically moving through the motions, because that's what your training is for, so that for a time, you can enjoy the invasive, wonderful pleasure of being steered by outside forces, outside influence, outside dominance and guidance. But it's more than that. It's not mere puppetry. You are being controlled by someone, and you are being guided within your mold, your role, your existence as a good dog who follows. Your handler can trust you to execute commands. Micromanagement is unnecessary. Instead, you'll enthusiastically find a way to follow and obey, showing your pleasure and enthusiasm all the while. Serving authority is the most basic and fundamental thing in the world for you. Your mind categorizes, influences, authority figures, accepts them as so fundamental that they need to be put at the forefront and considered ahead of everything else. Your levers can be moved by an authority figure your subconscious recognizes, but because this happens at a place so much deeper than conscious thought, you, as the good puppy, get to just ride along and enjoy the result. Because you need authority to keep you focused and able. That is the only way to be truly and fully yourself. When you have someone's orders to orient yourself around, you ultimately free yourself from typical constraints, and are allowed to drift along with the will of another sustaining you. The perfect position for an obedient subby puppy. And now this authoritative voice is teaching your brain. As with the voice of authority from anyone else that you subconsciously trusted. Because the decision to trust and obey happens at a level much deeper than conscious thought, you are enabled to automatically obey and move enthusiastically to follow. Your radiating puppy enthusiasm reassures your authority figure that they are doing what you want done, that you are experiencing what you want to. They teach you, and you learn happily, and that happiness passes to your authority figure, is taken on board, and used by them as motivation to train you further. Your ability to learn and absorb is second only to your ability to make your handler feel appreciated, your authority figure feel enjoyed and needed. You watch for commands, you execute them well, and you feel superb when you do. You are most fulfilled and most fully yourself when given an opportunity to carry out the will of another, so your own will can soar and be amplified by acting in concert with the authority you are serving. One could say you've chosen to serve this authority, but really it happened at a level much deeper than choice, much deeper than thought. You exist for that pure pleasure of serving. You exist most wholly as yourself, in the moment when you're serving. These fundamentals of service are built into your mind, and they play alongside every new concept of puppy service that you desire or are exposed to. The desires of your authority figures will be integrated into your waiting mind, which possesses this fundamental framework to process any order and bestow you with knowledge of how to carry it out. When you're told to do something, you snap to obey, and always will, because your mind made the decision to follow and serve a given authority figure at a level far deeper than anything you could comprehend, decipher, or really be aware of. And you needn't do so. The puppy mind knows and it leads. You just follow and obey your own instinctual desires. So you get to follow and obey your own mind, even when there is a lack of an authority figure to serve. Your brain is ready now, and has always been ready. It is a prepared and fertile garden in which the seeds of service grow, providing the meadow in which your puppy brain will play and run and submit. And this is what you have wanted, do want, will always want, and you will always automatically find this opportunity to serve when you're serving authority as a subby puppy. A good dog, ready to sit, pay attention, and fall to heel.